in the news this week, there's some very interesting work being done on prostate cancer. Now, there are a few cancers that we know that infection plays a role in them, such as cervical cancer, which is caused by the HPV virus, and infection with that, and some cases of cancer that are caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. And now we may be able to add some cases of prostate cancer to that list if early results from the US are anything to go by. And this is work published by Jennifer Stark and her colleagues. They published the results this week in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, showing a strong association between a commonly sexually transmitted infection, that's Trichomonas vaginalis, and risk of advanced and fatal prostate cancer in men.
So what is the link? What have they found?
Well, Trichomonas infects around 174 million people every year around the world, and it can infect the prostate gland. Now, it's thought that infection leads to inflammation, which in turn could trigger prostate cancer. Now, a previous study has found a link between prostate cancer risk and Trichomonas infection, but it was a really small study. Now, this is a slightly larger study, and they looked at 673 men with prostate cancer, and they looked at blood samples taken from them back in the 80s before the cancer had developed. And then they compared their infection status with 673 men who didn't have cancer.
Now, that's a decent long-term study, so hopefully these results will be reliable. What did they find?
Well, the researchers found that infection with Trichomonas was associated with a more than twofold increase in the risk of advanced prostate cancer and a nearly threefold increase in prostate cancer that would result in death.
Sounds nasty, but say if I had prostate cancer, which I may well end up doing one day, I know it's incredibly common amongst men, how would you know? How would you know if you're infected with this virus? How would I know if my likelihood of having prostate cancer was increased by being virally infected?
It's not a virus, it's a bacteria, and up to three quarters of men infected with the bacterium might not actually realise they carry it since they don't develop any symptoms. And clearly, not everyone with the infection goes on to subsequently develop prostate cancer. Now, it's worth pointing out that much more work needs to be done to confirm this finding and to find out how Trichomonas infection is linked to prostate cancer. But if it holds true in larger studies, it would be really important, as the infection is easily treated with a course of quite cheap antibiotics. So perhaps this could turn out to be a way to prevent many cases of prostate cancer every year.
Well, that's very promising. We all have to keep an eye on that.